Part 2. Sir Morholt.
A week later, Sir Morholt came to the island early in the morning. He pulled his boat onto the beach. Then Tristan came to the island, but he pushed his boat away.
Why did you push your boat away?
Asked Sir Morholt.
You'll need it when you decide to run away from me.
Tristan looked at him bravely and said, I won't run away, because I'm not afraid of you. Remember, only one man will leave this island alive. Sir Morholt laughed and raised his big sword. Tristan did the same, and they started fighting. Tristan was young and light, and he moved quickly. Sir Morholt was slow and heavy, but he was very strong. Tristan jumped here and there, and soon Sir Morholt was tired, but he continued fighting. The fight went on for many hours. Suddenly, Sir Morholt wounded Tristan's leg with his big sword.
There's poison on my sword,
said Sir Morholt, laughing.
If you don't find someone to cure your wound, you'll be very ill, and only a few people in the world can cure it.
Tristan was very angry and raised his heavy sword. He cut through Sir Morholt's helmet and wounded his head. A small piece of Tristan's sword broke and remained in Sir Morholt's head. The Irish giant fell to the ground. He was almost dead. That evening, some of Sir Morholt's men came to the island. They were surprised to see him on the ground, wounded. They put him on their boat and sailed back to Ireland, where he died. His sister was the Queen of Ireland, and she was very sad because she loved her brother. She took the small piece of sword from Sir Morholt's head and put it in a small blue box in her room.
One day I'll find the man who killed my brother,
she thought. Tristan returned to Tintagel Castle, but his wound made him very ill. King Mark called the best doctors of Cornwall, but they could not help him.
Tristan must go to Ireland to cure his wound,
said an old doctor,
because the poison comes from there. The Queen of Ireland knows everything about poisons and herbs. She can help him.
Then Tristan must go to Ireland immediately,
said King Mark.
Get a ship ready.
Tristan went to Ireland dressed as a minstrel and called himself Tantris. He did not want anyone to know that he was Sir Tristan. He played the harp and sang beautifully, and the Irish liked his songs. One day, King Gurman heard about the minstrel and called him to his castle. King Gurman and his queen had only one child, a lovely daughter called Isolde. She was the most beautiful girl in the world, with long blonde hair, blue eyes, and a lovely smile. Everyone talked about her beauty. The king wanted Isolde to play the harp, but there were no good teachers in Ireland. Tantris entered the great hall of the castle with his harp. He walked slowly because his leg hurt.
Are you the famous minstrel Tantris?
Asked King Gurman. Yes, I'm the minstrel, said Tristan.
What's wrong with your leg?
Asked the king. I wounded it during a terrible battle, said Tristan.
People say you play the harp beautifully,
said King Gurman.
Play something for me.
Tristan played the harp and sang a lovely song, and the king was pleased.
Can you teach my daughter, Isolde, to play the harp?
Asked the king. Of course I can, said Tristan happily.
Very well,
said the king.
The queen will cure your wound with her special herbs, and you will teach Isolde to play the harp. You can live here at the castle.
Thank you, Your Majesty, said Tristan, smiling. I'm glad everyone thinks I'm a minstrel, thought Tristan. Now my leg will get better, and I'll soon go back to Cornwall. Tristan's leg slowly got better. Every morning he taught Isolde to play the harp and sing. Isolde learned quickly, and the king was very happy. During the harp lessons, Tristan often thought, Isolde is very beautiful.